At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome into Hour 2 of VSiN Live Bet Saturday. Great shot at the South Point Sportsbook Casino and Spa. You see Jared Smith there in the glass studio.
See my bald spot there, Danny. See my bald spot there from the back. You might want to get off that shot, guys.
Yeah, they're catching it back there, man. And they're catching a little bit of perspiration, sweating out this FAU Kansas State game. All right, your Owls are back in it, baby. 64-53, FAU now going to be taking a trip to the line to further potentially that lead.
Wow.
5.5 minutes to go.
Wow.
This market has been crazy. Kansas State, they were leading as high as 7 points, I believe, and then the live line was 6.5. Well, now Florida Atlantic back in front, and now they're laying a point in the hook. Minus 155 on the money line, plus 120 on the buyback for Kansas State. Total at 153.5. Yeah, I think you said it best when you said, good thing you didn't get involved again at the half, because you're already sweating out enough and probably content with just that.
100%. And again, when I gave my eulogy to FAU about 15 minutes ago, they were at 20 turnovers with 10 minutes to go in the half. Well, now there's 5 minutes to go in the half, and they're still at 20 turnovers. You see what happens when you don't turn it over, guys? Mm-hmm. Like, again, it's not rocket science here. FAU is the better team tonight, minus one thing. They're just too sloppy with the ball. Kansas State's taking bad shots. They're relying too much on Marquise Nerwell. He's had some moments that you're like, wow, banked in a three. But he's had some moments that you're like, wow. But team, top to bottom, FAU's played better tonight. They can't hang on to the ball. If you eliminate that for a 5-minute stretch, they're back in the lead all of a sudden. From down five, down, I think they were down seven, to now they're in the lead trying to stretch it to a 3-point game if they can make a couple free throws. So it's not right. Like, watching live betting basketball, it's very volatile, but it's also, you can kind of feel when the swings are happening. And FAU had that 5-minute stretch to start the second half where they literally just could not hang on to the ball. And Kansas State took a 7-point lead, and look, things were grim. Well, they made an adjustment, they stopped turning it over, and now they've got a chance to win this game. So it's a credit to FAU. It's a credit to what they've been able to do in this game, in this season. Now, that being said, there's still 5 minutes left. They could absolutely go through a 5-minute stretch where they turn it over a bunch of times, and Kansas State could pull out and win this one at the horn or cover the number. But it's so obvious what the answer is for FAU. Just don't turn it over. You're going to win this game. If they go the next 5 minutes and they don't commit a turnover, they're going to win this game. but I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
Yeah, that is a tall order to say the least for a team that's already in the 20s. But you're right, huge correlation there with them stopping the turnovers and then now reclaiming the lead 64-63. Point and a half favorite coming down to the wire. Man, it's been a blast watching these two teams. And like we said, we'll keep tabs on this game, let you know when anything big happens and big movements throughout the betting market. Jared, I want to go back to Gonzaga and UConn really quick. And I know we'll keep getting into it the closer we get to tip off. We still got about 40 minutes or so. But I kind of had this thought pop in my head when you were talking about Noel, just how reliable or how reliant Kansas State is on him, much like Gonzaga is with a guy like Drew Timmy. So his points props, you've been caking in if you've bet him this tournament. Let's be honest. I mean, he had 21, 28, and then 36, respectively, 36 against UCLA. I'm looking at BetMGM right now. Timmy's points prop is 21.5, minus 115 each way. I feel like people are just going to blindly bet the over, and I get it. I really do. How could you not? Again, he is their main source of offense. But then at the same time, Jared, it could be, all right, well, one, the market has adjusted enough and boosted it up high enough. And then the other point, which you brought up, you may be a little hesitant to put stock into Timmy just because of how defensively UConn could counter him down low. Would you maybe be looking at the under? I know it's incredibly tough to think he's going to stay under it, but maybe it could be a bad matchup for him.
It absolutely is a terrible matchup for him. Now, does that mean the volume of his day might not get you there? It could. True. You know, with him, it's all about volume. It's all about footwork. It's all about being in the right place at the right time. And he is as crafty. If I was going to pick one word, it'd be crafty. I think he's the craftiest player in college basketball. He knows exactly which crevices to navigate his way into in order to get his open shot. And he's very good at getting a shot. But if I'm Coach Hurley, if I'm Sanogo, if I'm this UConn defense, that's the one guy that I'm keying in on. So I think it's hard to and it's actually funny. I'm glad you brought up point props in general because they are becoming a lot more prevalent in college basketball because there's more markets, more books are offering them, the numbers are different. And in the NFL, right, even in college football to an extent, but not as much, more so in the NFL, the prop market has become a very professionally driven market. And that's why limits are low and a lot of guys get limited. But it's an interesting market in college basketball because the foul game is very, very interesting in college basketball. You only get five fouls, two quick ones early in the first 5 minutes, and you're sitting for the whole half. So I think that's where I struggle with betting props in college basketball because the whistle can be very unpredictable. And unlike the NBA, you get six fouls, guys get two quick ones, they stay in the game. In college basketball, that's not the case. And I've been burned before on the foul game with props, so I'm a little more hesitant to bet overs. And it's really only the overs that hurt you with the foul game. So I'm a little more hesitant to bet overs because of the volatility of the whistle in college basketball. But I also think the matchup here just doesn't favor Drew Timmy, and they likely are not shading the market based on the matchup. The market's likely being priced based off of his averages, which is fair because at this stage, they don't price a lot of college basketball props, so they don't have a lot of context to add. So I guess long story short, probably not a bet for me to the over, if anything under, but I'm not a huge college basketball prop bettor.
You mentioned Sanogo, and again, like you said, you're not a big prop bettor, but just to throw you out the number,
sure.
Curious your thoughts. 16 in the hook is the number for him with some juice to the over, minus 125. Do you agree with that steam toward the over?
Yeah, I think Timmy's not known for his defending, right? Like, that's not something he's known for. And I think it's always interesting when the two best players on different teams, that's the matchup, right? Usually it's a lot of contrasting style games, the guard against the big. Well, they don't really face off against each other a whole lot. I think Sanogo and Timmy are going to be up in each other's business for most of this game. And I'm fascinated to see if one of them has an edge psychologically, even based off of how the other team is playing the other one early. I don't know if live props are a thing in college basketball, but they would be an interesting handicap. I would lean to the under on Sanogo, because if you were going to ask me the recipe for a Connecticut win, it's not him having a big scoring game. It's him having a good defensive game on Drew Timmy. So yeah. if I'm UConn, as much as I want Sanogo to score a million points, I would much rather have his focus be on the defensive end, because I think UConn can still win the game if he doesn't score. I don't think Gonzaga can win this game if Drew Timmy scores 10 points. Like, I don't see that a game script favorable for them if he doesn't have a big game. So I think the game script matters a lot more for Sanogo to be a better defensive mind in this game and body than I think offense. So while the matchup might be more favorable, Gonzaga's not a great defensive team. You would expect UConn to get a lot of easy buckets, and he's basically the king of easy buckets this year. I would prefer, if I'm a UConn backer, that Sanogo focuses more on the defensive side in this game.
He has gone over it in all three games, 28 against Iona, 24 then against SMC, 18 against Arkansas for Sanogo. But you make a very good point. Again, UConn can kill you multiple ways. So even though he may get, say, I don't know, 14, 15 points, then he'd be staying under, but he can still be heavily contributing to this game offensively, so to speak, and then limiting the biggest threat on the court, which you would probably attribute to being Timmy, that would be more than enough. And like you said, that's kind of what you're just asking for out of him in this game. He doesn't need to be exceptional offensively. Gonzaga is going to get many opportunities to your offense to score. Now, the Bulldogs' defense has improved over the last month, but if you're looking throughout the entire season and just understanding the differences in these defenses, yeah, the advantage does not go with this Bulldogs team. And in fact, Gonzaga's defense has been a main reason why they've had to try to crawl out of these holes in these past couple of games. And some of it's been a lack of offense, kind of slow to get out of the gates. But we'll see if they can punch their mouth right away. I know you mentioned that too, because to try to do it three times to claw back against three very, very tough teams. Again, it's college kids, very volatile with their offense and playing ability in general. It is a really tough thing to ask these kids to do and assume they can do it three times in a row then. But we do see UConn right now laying 3, consensus number at that spot. It does look like the win actually went up to 3.5, Jared. So the Huskies getting a little bit of late steam. 153.5 consensus total, though, by the way. If we see more books get to 3.5, is that going to change your mind even more so heading into the game?
Yeah, it might be tough not to take a little slice of 3.5 with Gonzaga, huh? Unfortunately, I don't have access to the Wynn Sportsbook here. I don't have their mobile app, so I can't even bet it anyways. Maybe if we get a 3.5 here at South Point, I'll open up the old app and fire away. I was looking at Sanogo's numbers, too. The one thing that's really impressed me about him, he's never really been in foul trouble. 2 fouls against Arkansas, 2 against St. Mary's, no fouls against Iona, 2 against Marquette, 3 against Providence. He had 4 against Nova. He hasn't fouled out of a game in over almost 2 months now, January 31st, and that was the only game he's fouled out in all year. And again, it's kind of funny because we talk about it with Zach Edey too, how little foul trouble he's gotten into throughout the course of his career, especially this season. He's only averaging about 2.5 fouls a game. It's unique when a big man can stay out of foul trouble. I think that's going to be a big part of this game. They need Sanogo to be tip-top shape tonight.
That's Jared Smith there at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. At Jared Lee Smith, where you can follow him on Twitter. We'll get more of his thoughts in the betting sphere for how about a little bit of baseball, my man? We've got opening day around the corner. Some intriguing futures opportunities we'll get into next here on VSiN Live Bet Saturday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to it. It is VSiN Live Bet Saturday. I'm Danny Burke, live here in Chicago. Out in Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa is a happier Jared Smith now that FAU has taken a fairly comfortable lead, 70-64. 2 minutes and 44 seconds to go. FAU at the free throw line knocks down the first. How the turntables here, my friend. My goodness. Florida Atlantic cleaned up the turnovers.
Yeah.
Hit the necessary shots. And Jared, Kansas State, kind of like we talked about, getting a little bit desperate, taking shots that were contested early in the shot clock, felt the pressure. Now it's looking up for the Owls.
Maybe they were listening to when I basically eulogized them about 30 minutes ago. But again, at that point in the game, down 7 after 8 turnovers in the first 10 minutes of the second half, it was looking very grim. Since that point in time, they went about a 7-8-minute stretch, and they've only turned it over once. And you see the results. They go from down 7 to up 8. They're on a 15-1 run in the last 5 minutes. Again, jeez. this is not some tiddlywink Cinderella. This is a team that has been in the top 40 of the rankings basically since New Year's. They've won 30, I think it's either 33 or 34 games, somewhere in that. I might be off one based off of what they've done the last couple games, but they're in the 30s with their win total. They are a team that is very well coached. They spread the floor. The only thing they haven't done well tonight is turn it over. If they would have been in the teens in the turnover margin instead of 21, they win this game by 10, 15 plus easily. But because they turned it over an abhorrent amount of times, this is a relatively close game. But they have been the better team tonight. 49% from the floor, 40% from the arc, 86% from the line. They are plus 21 on the glass, Danny, 41-20. They're the tougher team in this game against the team from the Big 12. They just couldn't turn it. They couldn't turn it over that much. And when they finally limited those turnovers, it appears there's still time. It appears they cleaned it up enough to punch their ticket to the Final Four. But it's a 6-point game with 2:30 to go. Now they got to defend for another 2 minutes. But if they do, I mean this, and also the press is going to become a factor. We've seen teams wilt under the pressure. Miami Drake being the one game that really stands out. But we'll see if FAU can handle this last desperation pressure attempt from Kansas State. If they do, and if they make the free throws, and if they don't turn it over, I mean, this has been a pretty good performance today.
Yeah, no kidding. And making up for the lack of organization while controlling the ball, if you put it that way, I suppose. Meaning the turnovers have been terrible, yet they've been able to manage around it. And that just goes to show how big some of these other categories are, like getting dominated on the glass, which Kansas State has. Still, they're down six. 2 minutes to go feels like an eternity, as we know, in college basketball. It really is. And Kansas State,
and they just turned it over again.
Four of the hook.
So 22 turnovers.
The worst time. Yeah, it just adds so much more pressure now, too. 1-3, and it's a completely different ball game here. And I think I might have spoken it into existence, Jared. I'm looking at the score, and now I see 72-69, which is not going to be favorable for you. But this game will not go down.
The turn. I mean, you see right there, the turnover, boom, three. So, again, it's not – it ain't rocket science, guys. We're not reinventing the wheel. If they hold on to the ball, they win this game. Now it's a game again. They were up 8 30 seconds ago, and they committed a turnover, and now it's 3.
And now FAU misses a dunk, but they get the rebound. So, again, another rebound, and then they draw the foul. So then there's the other side for Kansas State.
Now it's free throws.
They can't rebound the board.
It's actually funny because if you were going to ask me what the vibe was for this game, and let me check the number so I'm not completely talking out of my butt here, but Kansas State's a pretty decent rebounding team. They're about middle of the pack, maybe top 150 in the country. And if I'm not mistaken, Florida Atlantic is a top 70 turnover team. So if you were going to ask me what the bugaboos were for these games, FAU turning it over would not have been my pick, and Kansas State not being able to rebound would not have been my choice either. So it's kind of bizarre that the game's played out this way, right?
Yeah. For sure. And it just goes to show you how everything can crumble that you've been doing well or poor at all year because of March Madness, new opponents, new opportunities, and crazy things can happen all the time. As it looked like FAU just missed the free throw, grabs the rebound again.
Wow.
Jared, this is getting out of control. 14 offensive rebounds. Kansas State's only got 5, and they're paying the repercussions from it. FAU puts in a layup. Minute to go. They're up by 5 now. It's going to come back to haunt you, just like FAU's turnovers did.
I don't have any words for how this game has played out, Danny. This is... This is why this tournament is so great. And we could sit up here till we're blue in the face and handicap these games and give you every number, every nugget, every little detail, context. But once the ball's tipped, the storylines write themselves and the numbers do not tell the story. The numbers of these two teams do not tell the story of what played out tonight. Like, their profiles do not tell the story of how this game scripted itself, with FAU turning it over left and right and Kansas State just unable to grab a rebound. It's just neither of those two things are two things I would have predicted, even remotely so. Mm-hmm.
Marquise Noel hits both free throws after he gets fouled. So back to a 3-point game. FAU's got the ball. 1:06 remain in this game. And
what
again,
do you do here? Do you foul? 1 minute left, down 3? You don't foul, right?
No, so I don't do that. If you've got enough time within the shot clock, meaning they're going to have to shoot it.
If it was 45, it would have been a little bit more on the fence. But with 1 minute left, I think you just play it out.
And you know what? Even still, I would still let them shoot it because it's a one-possession game. And then at the very least, you could try to trap and get a jump ball. And I know that's what they try to do a lot of times, and then it gets ticky-tack. But I'm not one to foul right away because you got to force them into, hopefully for your sake, if you're Kansas State, a bad shot opportunity.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. Yeah, see, they took too much time. They took way too much time on the clock. But now what do you do here if you're K-State? You go for a 3 or take the 2?
See, there's enough time to go for a 2 in this spot, but I don't hate the idea if they get a 3, but it's different. You don't want to just force a 3 to force a 3. If you're taking a 3, it's got to be a quality shot opportunity because you still got plenty of time, so no need to rush it. But if you can get an easy 2, so be it. And that's what it looks like they're going to try to do, and to no avail. FAU with the ball. Now it's going to be free throw o'clock.
Yeah, they went for the quick 2. And they're not in the double bonus yet, so we still have a 1-1 here. So the pressure's still on, and this guy just missed the free throw, Boyd, on the back end of the 1-1 a minute ago. So if they make their free throws, they win the game. Period. End of story. I think that's how I feel right now. And but I have no guarantee that they're going to make their free throws. So I have no idea. I mean, listen, these games are fun from an entertainment standpoint. I do think it's really hard to live bet these games at this stage. In the first half, I think there's some value. In the second half?
Yeah.
Forget it. There's not enough time.
You're right, because again, these games just take so long. And if you take like the Gonzaga and UCLA game, for example, too, talk about a swing of emotions both ways. But it went from UCLA dominating. All right, we're assuming Gonzaga will make it a game. And they did. But then they had a double-digit lead with like a minute to go. And they blow it somehow. And if you stepped away to use the restroom, you come back and go, what the heck did I just miss? That, like you said, are the shenanigans that happen all the time at the end of these games. Kansas State will not go down lightly, Jared. They knocked down a three, 75-74, 23 seconds left. Brother, we've got at least 20 more minutes before this game ends.
Unbelievable. Well, now, because, again, FAU just missed a free throw. They could have gone up five. They were only up four. Now, it doesn't really matter what happens on the back end. Kansas State's going to get a chance to tie this game or win it, no matter what happens on the other side. So, I have absolutely no idea. I'm hoping that my two is enough. I am praying for no overtime. Here is what would be the best scenario, I think, for FAU plus two. Is, I'm trying to think. I think you want to miss both free throws, right? And then it's a one-point game. Mm-hmm. You want the game on one. At one, it's very hard to lose, unless you're Julian Strother and you're pulling up from three down one with 10 seconds left. But that was – I don't know if that's going to happen again in this game. But does Dusty May foul up three is the question. I don't know – I don't have the context there on FAU if they've done that. In fact, I wish KenPom would add that as a statistic. Do you foul? Is this what's the coach's profile for fouling up three? I would love to know that. I would guess Dusty will foul. So let's just flash forward. FAU foul, two free throws. They're up three. I think Dusty fouls, but we'll see.
I think so, too. It seems like a lot of coaches doing that nowadays. And look, it's a safer play
to
go with.
The ball.
Yeah, you got to.
You can't advance in college.
Look. Yeah, exactly. Great point.
Yeah.
Well, when we return, we'll have an update for you. This game is not going away, and neither are we here on VSiN Live Bet Saturday. Be back in a sec.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. And you can check not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter handicapper year-round. So check out today's betting splits for every game at VSIN.com. All righty, we return here on VSiN Live Bet Saturday. You have an ecstatic Jared Smith there at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. FAU is victorious, my friend. Cashing those tickets, 79-76.
What a game.
The Owls over the Wildcats. So I was doing that read. What happened? Why did Kansas State not get a shot off? Did they just fumble the ball, or what happened?
I don't even know what happened. Noel gave it up, and the big man, Massad, I can't pronounce his last name. Just didn't even have a chance. Like, he was immediately double teamed, and the Owls. Can we queue up, Santos? Can we queue up what we have? So I'll preface this by saying I'm a former employee of Florida Atlantic University's athletic department. I'm a very proud former Owl now. We have some pictures of my time. There you go. That's Midnight Madness 2010.
Oh, baby.
Danny. I was the SID for the women's basketball team. There I am interviewing the athletic director at the time, Craig Angelos, during the groundbreaking of their football stadium.
Look at that.
And then there I am calling baseball. That was the regional at, you can see Florida Gators in the background. That was in Gainesville at the FAU Florida Regional. And there I am with Ken Lavica, who was on the call for this game. That's the football men's basketball broadcaster I filled in for a football game once. And he was at the Garden calling this game here tonight. He's been with the program for 20, 25 years. He's been there forever, and this is hands down the most success that FAU has had in his athletic program. But the Florida Atlantic Owls are going to the Final Four. Let that sink in for a minute, bud. Chew on that for a moment and digest it. I mean, wild stuff. Wild.
And hey, you were there from the start. You're not a bandwagon fan, baby. I'm sure you still got the apparel.
Oh, I wear it all the time. Absolutely. I have a tracksuit from basketball team that we traveled with. I still wear that all the time. A nice little jump, little jacket. I got a couple sweatshirts and polos and stuff. But, I mean, Florida Atlantic is going to the Final Four. Like, on the level of George Mason VCU, is this on par with that? Is this ahead of that? I would say it's kind of on par with George Mason, right?
Yeah, right around there. I think also what you're saying, though, too, earlier, like FAU, if you really look at the entire season, and if you're not looking at maybe the argument of, okay, you're not in the toughest conference, like they've had dudes all year, and they've played very, very strong. It's just the way they've done it maybe hasn't been seamless. Nor did we accept the idea that they could get this far. You had a tough matchup against Memphis, and then the road really wasn't any easier going forward. But look, they have a shot just as good as anybody else does. Florida Atlantic's moving on. How the hell about it, man? Good for you on cashing your ticket. Was a heck of a game. I know our buddy Zachary Cohen, contributor here at Visa, was also sweating out that game. He's been sweating out plenty, been dishing out great content covering college hoops and much more here at Visa. You can follow him on Twitter at _ZCO. Zach, let's get your thoughts here. What did you make of that game, and what have you made about this Owls team this entire tourney, my friend?
Yeah, it's one of those teams where it's like the record is so good, you just don't know whether to believe it or not. And then all it takes is like three or four games for you to really just buy into them. I had Kansas State in that game. I took it a little bit early, but once I saw the money was, you know, all over Kansas State, I started to get a little bit nervous about it.
Man, yeah, it's really remarkable just how this March has happened with all of these upsets going on. And look, you may get some going forward, but not as big as FAU coming over the top there against Kansas State, a team that everybody was falling in love with. Zach, in terms of the game coming on next, then a team that, look, I mean, I guess it could go either way with who people are falling in love with either UConn or Gonzaga. I know I'm falling in love with the Zags because I got them to reach the Final Four at plus 420. So that is who I will be admiring in this spot, hopefully in a positive fashion. What do you make of that game happening next tonight?
Yeah, so these are the two teams that I have futures tickets on, so I'm going to be losing one and lose one. But I think it was like 2 weeks ago that I was on, and we all kind of talked each other into a Gonzaga. And I don't know. I do think that they're going to win this game. I'm going to take the plus three just to make it a little bit safer. But I don't know. UConn's a team that, you know, as good as their statistical profile is, they were a four seed for a reason. And it's because they didn't really win close games in conference play. They haven't been really tested in this tournament just thus far. They've had some, you know, good opponents, but they've, you know, wiped the floor with them. That's a good thing in a way. But you also want to be punched in the mouth a little bit so that you can kind of get used to a close game. Gonzaga just won one of those, and I do think I trust them a little bit more if this game comes down to the wire.
Yeah, I think when I look at this game, it's kind of interesting because it's the opposite of where I think Gonzaga wants to play, which is inside, interior, pound the paint. Drew Timmy's more of a finesse big. I mean, he's a great big. I don't want you know, the Gonzaga lovers to tweet me about that one, because he's a fantastic player. But I don't know if this matchup favors him. And I think that's where I'm curious to see how – listen, Mark Few's a great coach, and maybe he's got something up his sleeve that can get Timmy a little bit more than what we think in this game. We were just going through the point props before you hopped on here, Zachary. I think it, with Timmy – what was Timmy at, Danny? What was it, 21.5?
Yeah, 21.5.
What do you – I mean, because to me that's – like, if he goes over that points prop, I think I feel pretty good about Gonzaga winning this game, right?
Yeah, and I do think that Timmy, like, the size is going to be an issue in this game, but you just mentioned him as a finesse player. I kind of think that, like, works in his favor here, because I think that exceptional footwork just kind of goes a long way, no matter who you have guarding you, and I see him getting himself opportunities to score or just kind of find open teammates. He's a really good passer, and I could see Anton Watson having a really big game for them. Mm.
Zach, if this game kind of has a tempo like the last couple for Gonzaga where they're trailing early, maybe they're not taking as many threes or just hitting as many shots at the beginning stage and their defense looks like a liability, would this signal a similar opportunity to live bet them like the last couple of games, or is three times of this too many and at some point it's going to catch up and you would just stay away?
Yeah, I don't think it'll happen again. I don't think that they can afford to go down early, especially considering, you know, they used so much energy in that comeback against UCLA. I think this needs to be a close game to start, or Gonzaga, you know, kind of jumping on them a bit. But I do think that I have a little bit more faith in the Zags defense after seeing them kind of buckle down and play a really good half against UCLA.
Any interest in tomorrow's games in any capacity, with Texas getting bought out to now about a 4.5-point favorite, and with, man, Creighton and San Diego State, that game is also going to be a contrasting styles game. San Diego State more inside out, and Creighton, I don't know if Creighton really has a style. I think they can play any style, frankly. Any vibes on tomorrow's games as we start to set the table for the Elite Eight on Sunday?
Yeah, I like San Diego State to get the job done against Creighton. Like you said, you made a good point about Creighton. They've been playing really well, really balanced basketball, but I think a lot of that is because Kalkbrenner has been like their best player in this tournament. I think he's averaging 21 points per game so far, and he's been a monster around the basket. But Nathan Mensah is the, you know, two-time defensive player of the year in the Mountain West. I think he'll handle that assignment pretty well. And if he does, then, you know, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the Jays to make shots on the outside. They're going to have trouble doing that against San Diego State. They're third in the nation in opponent three-point percentage. I just think that's going to be the difference maker in that one. And I also trust the Aztecs to score a little bit more. They've been playing pretty well offensively in this tournament. Mm.
All right, Zach, last question, and we'll get you out of here. That Miami-Texas game, even if you don't have a bet at this moment, which way would you be leaning with Texas as about a 3.5-to-a 4-point favorite?
Man, so I went into this tournament not believing in Miami very much, so I'd hate to kind of just keep picking against them without really a good feel for how they play. I would kind of go with the over in that one. I think that they both, you know, are top 215 offenses, both play at relatively quick paces, and, you know, they're backcourt driven. I like the fact that Texas's backcourt has about as much firepower as Miami's. I don't think that Miami has seen that very often this season, so I can see those two, you know, trios of guards kind of trading barbs the whole game.
All right. I dig it. Great stuff, Zach. And again, folks, you can follow him on Twitter at _ZCO. Catch all of his content over at VSiN.com, dishing out bets left and right, especially throughout college basketball and much more. But Zach, appreciate the time, my man. Enjoy the next game. Best of luck with all your wagers, my friend.
No problem. Go Zags.
Yes, sir. That's what we're going to be sweating out, baby. We're TBD on what Jared may be jumping into, right? Are we going to be waiting for an in-game angle?
First half under. I think I'm locked in a unit and a half on the first half under. But after this FAU game, I'm up no matter what today. So, man, I can't wait to text some of my old pals from back in the Boca Raton days. And the irony is, my mom also lives in Boca. So, like,
really?
Boca's like, it's like a Del Boca Vista, baby.
Let's say you had the lock from the start. You're withholding the info, baby. Jared's got the pathway to success for FAU. They're heading to the Final Four. We're heading to a break, but we'll be back to wrap up hour two here on VSiN Live Bet Saturday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM is offering college basketball fans a chance to pocket extra cash winnings all season long. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your college basketball parlay boost token, then place a college basketball parlay with a minimum of 4 legs using the token. Parlay hits, you'll have your winnings boosted. New to BetMGM? Well, go ahead and download the app. Sign up now to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Take your shot at making a big win even bigger. Place your 4-leg parlay today and boost the excitement of college basketball like never before with a college basketball parlay boost token. Only at BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. All right, we got one more segment in our second hour of four. Still a couple more to go and still one more game to go on this Saturday evening. The show is VSiN Live Bet Saturday. I'm Danny Burke live in Chicago. We've got Jared Smith posted up at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa at Jared Lee Smith, where you could follow him on Twitter at DannyBurke5 for myself and at VSiN Live for the Vegas Stats and Information Network. It has gone final. It's official. The Florida Atlantic Owls are going to the Final Four. Jared Smith been a fan since day one, baby. His mom's posted down there in Florida. They had the recipe for success from the start.
Wow.
And now we can see who they may be playing tomorrow, I suppose, because it's going to be between Creighton and San Diego State, correct? That's going to be that side of the bracket?
Yeah. So you've got Creighton and San Diego State, but that's the wild thing to me. And I guess Creighton, it makes sense because preseason they were a team, and I even remember during the middle of the season, there was a lot of buzz on them to make the Final Four because of their balance. But either FAU, Creighton, or San Diego State, one of those teams will be playing for the national title in college basketball. And neither of them are, you know, they're all top, outside the top five in terms of seed. San Diego State's a 5, and then 6, Creighton, and FAU's a 9. But seeding doesn't matter anymore. I think we've grown past that point in this tournament where seeding matters. I think this is the year. This is really the first year where the seeding really doesn't matter. Like, it was completely thrown out the window. Right, Danny? Like, we've been trending in that way for a few years. I think the first shot across the bow was when 16 finally beat 1. What was that, 4 or 5 years ago? That was the first, like, hey, maybe the seeds really don't matter here, guys. Now, it's been a few more years. The game's evolved a little bit more. The parity this year has been paramount. Now, I can officially say the seeding means absolutely nothing in the tournament. In fact, maybe we should just get rid of the seeds. Maybe we should just rank them 1 through 64 and then put them in their geographical locations and let them play. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm, you know, smoking too much of that FAU, you know, drinking too much of that Owl Kool-Aid. But it just, this is something else what we're seeing here. And I wanted to bring this up too. I forgot to mention Charlotte during our Conference USA diatribe. Charlotte won the CBI. There you go, right there. So is it fair? Am I Mr. Boca Raton? I know Marquise Noel is Mr. New York City. Am I Mr. Boca Raton? I know Kelly Bidlin's got a claim to the throne because he went to FAU. See, I never attended classes. All I did was call the games and, you know, deal with all the tumult of working for a mid-major program. But there's shout out Ken Lavica. He's probably not watching. He's probably celebrating right now in the media room. But Ken Lavick has been a very loyal employee of that university for, I want to say, 20-plus years. He's called every men's basketball game since I've known him, and he must be on cloud nine right now. Unbelievable.
It's kind of crazy to think if we do end up getting Florida Atlantic and San Diego State in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Absurd. I mean, come on.
The All-Tropics game. And what if we get Coral Gables? Coral Gables, San Diego, Boca Raton. And usually basketball is a northern Midwest sport, right? It's not really a southern. It's not like baseball. It's an indoor sport. It's wild. This is a wild, wild, wild week of hoops, man.
Unbelievable. That's for sure. Well, we still have another game tonight, Gonzaga and UConn. Just a quick update as the game will be starting soon. It looks like it's going to close most commonly with UConn. Well, actually, now it just fell down to 2.5, Jared. I saw it at 3. And then right before tip, now we saw it go to 2.5, total at 153.5. Yep, Gonzaga getting a little bit of love. I'm sweating them out to reach the Final Four at plus 420. Jared is sweating out the first half under, and then otherwise we're going to be playing it by ear in-game betting-wise.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get Gonzaga at some point. I think that's the goal here, right? I think the goal is to get Gonzaga at 4 or maybe 5. If we can get a 5, that would be where I think I would vibe here. I like my in-game or my pre-flop position on first half under. I think the read there was right.
Yeah.
The number moved down. The initial read was that total's high for a UConn team. Like, that's not the style that UConn wants to play. Now, maybe the game isn't at that pace. Maybe the game is played at Gonzaga's pace, and then the total's probably about right. But 154, that's a big number for an Elite Eight game. Like, there's going to be some spots in this game where the pressure is tight. And I think that's where the total I thought felt a touch high. But now that we're at water finding its level here at 153, I think the goal is to get Gonzaga at 4 or 5. I think that's where I'm going to try to strategize here.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a good idea to not only have like that in your mind right now of your idea of like the vicinity you would reach for them, but it's also because of what we've spoken on already, and we just talked about it with Zach, like the idea of Gonzaga falling far behind. Can they come back a third time in a row and do it? Maybe. Realistically, probably not. So that's why I think it's a good idea to go like, all right, if they're in that 4 to 5 range for a little bit of time, okay, I could jump in. But if it gets to where they're down by like 9, 10 points and you're catching right around there, I don't know if I would be as eager, not because it's a bad number. Like, you'd be like, why wouldn't you? It's a better number. No, it's more that because, all right, we're going to have to go through this again. Do they have what it takes to once again make it a game toward the end and flip the switch in the second half? And perhaps they do, but it's not something I would be desperate to really jump into and think it's such a great angle like it posed itself as the last two games, Jared.
I agree. I think when we look at this, when we look at this Gonzaga team at their core, can they win a grinded out game? Right? Like, that the box scores for them when they lose, they tend to be games that they just got outshot, or like in the case of that Loyola game, I mean, you know, what was it? Cam, I forget his last name. Shelton? Who's the Loyola guy that went absolutely nuts in that game? Hold on, I got the
Oh, it's like,
here.
Was it Krutwig or something?
Cam
like
Shelton. Cam Shelton. I was right.
Okay, I'm thinking of the other guy then while back.
He had 27 points of their 68 when they beat Gonzaga earlier this year. But their box scores when they lose, it's because they just can't get out and transition and run, and their offense just isn't. Like, they don't want to win a game in the 50s. They don't have a lot of wins this year in the 50s. In fact, all of their wins this year are all in the 70s or 80s or higher. Mm-hmm. They have one game. They have a 75. That was a win. 64 against Michigan State. And that game was played on a freaking aircraft carrier, so I think you throw that out the window. But when I'm looking at their wins, 104, 88, 102, 88, 73, 77, 88, 100, 85, 120, 120, 77, 81. All of their wins are all in the 70s, 80s, or 90s. And all of their losses are all in the 50s and 60s. So that kind of tells you the pace they want to play at. Now, UConn, I think UConn can play at any pace. So that's where I think UConn has an edge here, is they don't need to play a certain style in order to win. Whereas I think if Gonzaga is unable to spread their wings, another owl reference, I don't think they're going to win this game. I think UConn is very comfortable playing a 65-62 game. Gonzaga's not. So which team gets what they want with the pace and the tempo, and that's where I'd like to watch the first, maybe not the first media, little jittery, second media, under 12 timeout. That's where I kind of stamp it and say, okay, where are we at, and how do we adjust based off of where the number is?
Yeah, and I think because of the tempo that each team is going to want to play, and you've clearly alluded to this, but it's even more important for a team like Gonzaga to be hitting their shots immediately. And while that may not give you an in-game betting opportunity necessarily, it still shows you that, all right, this team is on from the start, something we haven't seen the past couple of games, and they were still able to manage that. If it gets to a point where they're hitting their shots, but UConn is just they're just responding back and the line's kind of short, hey, even if you're not catching points, perhaps it could be an attractive look. So a lot of different ways to scheme about it between Gonzaga and UConn, and we'll have you covered as we get into hour three here on VSiN Live Bet Saturday. And yes, we will get outside of college hoops too. We'll be talking some baseball futures prices. We'll talk a little bit of NFL draft, that and much more when we return on VSiN Live Bet Saturday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.